New tools are coming to the COVID-19 kit. Antiviral pills with great promise to make cases more mild and avoid hospitalizations and deaths. Two antivirals from Merck and from Pfizer are awaiting emergency authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. If the FDA says yes, the pills are expected to be available for free. Still, will it be easy for everyone to get access to them? Let's put the question to Lev Fasher, Washington correspondent with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Lev, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Great to have you. So first, what do we know about how effective these antivirals are, at least according to the drug makers behind them?
These two new drugs from Pfizer and Merck are actually remarkably effective when it comes to essentially keeping COVID from becoming bad. So if you get a COVID diagnosis and you take either of these drugs within the first few days after you start to feel symptoms, your odds of becoming severely ill are dramatically lower than they would be if you didn't take the drugs. Your odds of going to the hospital are quite low, and your odds of death, well, according to the drug companies at least, nobody enrolled in either trial who received these antivirals at the right time ended up dying of COVID, and that's despite them being unvaccinated. So as you say, the question is who's going to be able to get their hands on these drugs when they need them?
Yeah, well, let's talk about it. So, you know, if the FDA and their scientists are convinced that this data looks good, they give a green light, these pills have to be taken quickly after diagnosis. So let's first talk about that. How easy or affordable is it to get tested in America right now?
It can be a challenge to get a test. Sometimes, depending on the situation, you do end up paying quite a bit out of pocket for the diagnostic. But there are a number of challenges here. Just recognizing that you're sick, finding the time to go get a test, finding a place with availability, and then getting a result turned around quickly, especially if you're getting a PCR test, the more accurate of the two broad testing categories. Still in some parts of the country, you can be waiting 24 all the way up to 72 hours for a result. And that is too slow if you need a quick answer so that you can ask for a prescription for these antiviral drugs.
And then there is what seems to be hurdle number two, going to the doc and getting a prescription in a hurry in order to take this pill quickly. That is okay if you have a doc, if you can get an appointment, if you can spare the time from a job to go see the doctor. I mean, we know we have these medical deserts in America.
Absolutely. So there are just a ton of people in this country who don't have primary care providers. And I should say, too, that we're assuming people have already taken what might be the most difficult step of all, which is recognizing that they have very early stage COVID. Because as we know, the symptoms of this disease vary really widely. And it's winter. So people are getting colds. People are getting the flu. People have allergies. Sometimes you just wake up and you have a cough or a headache. And people need to be in a mindset where if they wake up with these symptoms one day, it needs to first occur to them, oh, I might have COVID, because it could seem like any number of other things. After that, they would need to have the wherewithal to go get a test. And then once those two things have happened, they would need to have access to a doctor. Again, these antivirals, ideally taken within 3 days of noticing symptoms. Sometimes it can be as long as five. But all of these different steps between recognizing your symptoms and testing and getting in to see a doctor and getting a prescription could make it really difficult to take the drugs within that 3 or 5 day window, which is what you need to do to prevent your symptoms from getting worse.
So could we see this access problem break down once again across class lines, across race lines?
I think absolutely, unfortunately, because if you think about it, the people who have the most access to testing and the people who have the easiest access to doctor's appointments and the people who are likely to live within walking or driving distance of their health provider, all of these steps we know to be disproportionately easy and available for wealthy people, people of means in this country, disproportionately white people. I think that was also reflected in the vaccine rollout. So here it's just more of the same.
Okay. I mean, this fix is a complicated one. I did notice from your article that the Biden administration has allowed pharmacists to prescribe these kinds of pills and fill prescriptions for these medicines. I mean, not exactly one-stop shopping, but it sounds like it's getting better, yeah?
It might even be one-stop shopping in an ideal scenario. So essentially, what it would allow you to do if you're feeling sick is go to a pharmacy, get a test positive on the spot within hopefully 15 minutes or so, have a pharmacist prescribe the medication to you and fill it. And you would walk out of the pharmacy having swallowed the first of likely a 5-day course of these antiviral treatments. And that is the way this is going to need to go, I think, for this to be an effective rollout. But there are still questions of supply in pharmacies. There's just a basic question of information. Are people going to know that this is available to them, these services? So a lot of hoops to jump through nonetheless.
Yeah. That's Lev Fasher, Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Lev, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott.